Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, let's talk about some kind of a quick update on some projects going on, some current, you know, I would say, well, aside from Main Street, some smaller projects.
Yes. So we have a couple of projects that people have had seen some traffic control out and about in town. One of those is the PCC patching project. And currently, we have work being done on East Main Street between 12th Ave and 18th Ave. There is a temporary traffic control signal up in that area so that traffic is restricted to one lane. We are looking at wrapping that project up. We're actually going to be shifting over to the other side of the road later today and hope to have that completely open, two lanes back up by, I would say, Tuesday-ish of next week is our goal there. We are also on that same project working over on Lincoln Way right now, and there's that detour there by Lincoln Tower. And so that project, we got some of the pavement in yesterday on that, hoping to get some more today, and opening that detour back up on Tuesday next week. As we open that detour, we're going to be shifting east a little bit further on Lincoln Way, and we'll be setting up temporary traffic signals, so that will be down to one lane with the traffic signal. We've got that timing about a 3-minute time. So while it seems like you're waiting a really long time, it's only 3 minutes. So please continue to be patient around construction in that area. But that should be going on for then probably another week and a half or so in that area before wrapping up.
What about, you know, all the construction going on down here in, you know, our historic downtown district? Anything going on that you can share with us as far as some of that is concerned?
Yes. So downtown here on East Main, where they're located between Center Street and First Ave, actually yesterday we were able to achieve another milestone with our contractor construct out there. They wrapped up the underground storm sewer on this phase. So we paused on bringing in some equipment because of all of the haunt the block activities last evening, but that will be mobilizing in this morning, and they will be starting to grade for subgrade preparation for pavement. So let's keep some fingers crossed for some dry weather over the next couple of weeks, and we should be seeing a street coming in.
Yeah. Wow. The great news. Two projects on the council agenda on Monday. You want to talk about those?
Yeah. So it's been a hot topic, Highway 14, the northern section here in town. So we're talking about Anson Street there from Center to 3rd Ave, and then 3rd Ave from Anson up to Riverside. That area is a state highway, and we've been working through DOT this year to come up with some concept work on that project. They call it a 3R project, but really what it is it's going to be a mill and overlay project. So we have that on the agenda Monday night for City Council to review the concept work, and that concept work does include a 4-to-3-lane conversion on that stretch of roadway. So if you're interested in that, please tune in to Council or come to Council. I've got a couple of representatives from Iowa Department of Transportation that will be joining me Monday night at that meeting to kind of give an update on that project. But once we get the okay and approval from Council, we'll be moving into design. So, again, another great step on a project that I know a lot of people are long awaiting. And then the other project we have on the agenda Monday night is the Center Street Viaduct Repair Project. So we're talking about those finger joints and the roller bearing underneath those finger joints in particular. That is about a $4.5 million project that we've been working on. Several people will remember here about a couple years ago, we went out to bid on a portion of that project, and the bids came in pretty high, so we were able to take a pause, do a temporary repair, and apply for and receive a $1.5 million grant on that project. So now that we have gotten through the environmental and permitting associated with those grant funds, we are ready to go out to bid. It'll go through a DOT letting, and we are hoping for approval Monday night to proceed with that letting, and that would be on a January letting through the DOT.
Wow. Yeah, that would be great to get those,
yes,
those finger joints flattened out or fixed or whatever, so you don't feel it as much when you go over.
Yeah. We're actually switching the expansion joint completely, so we'll have finger joints there just until we start construction, and then we'll have a different type of joint moving forward after that takes place.